practice fails. Did not demonstrate that it was a good alibi, a medical alibi, with a small country like Vietnam. Do you, Japan, England, we would get a medical alibi. The risks were much greater. You were wrong. With a British MSO, with a French MSO, the rest. I said, what was involved in Vietnam? Of course, it was the future of Vietnam. What was also involved, and whether or not basically Mark Johnson and Kennedy both went in, was to prevent the communist government from being opposed to Vietnam. We could have settled the war 4 years ago, or even up at any time before October the 8th, until October the 8th, what the communists insisted upon, the North Vietnamese, was the imposition of a communist government. That was their price. There was no way for us to get our prisoners back, no way to get out. And that, of course, would have been a victory for the communists. The imposition of a communist government, 1750 people, and it would have meant, and this is the more significant thing, a crushing defeat for the United States. We would have let down an ally of the FBI. There would have been a great sense of relief. It's significant enough that the Prime Minister of Japan and the ambassador down there in Australia and a few others, he didn't, he stood in front of the foot. But they also knew about this, this thing in Vietnam. The point that I make is that, they have has an enormous faith in the United States coming out in Vietnam. Vietnam has hit high. Because by demonstrating that we were a dependable ally in Vietnam, we demonstrated that we will be a dependable ally in Europe and in Japan, and that that's what's really involved. And so, also what was involved was a shot across the bow for the Russians and Chinese. They know that at the present time, Japan and his White House is not going to be deterred by public opinion, by anything else, by an election, by an inauguration, whatever the case might be. Doing what is right to maintain our commitments. And, having said all that, too, as we look around the world today, there is no free world leader who first represents a country strong enough, either materially, in Japan, they actually be that way, but spiritually, or so far, or as the partner, to take this position. So it's all right here. It's got to be the president, whoever he is. I've got to allow, as will certainly be the case, a liberal Democrat. And that would be Kennedy and Divi, President Trump again too much. Or somebody like Lamont David, who allowed a liberal Democrat to be president of the United States. Well, what it would do to the economy, who knows? That's not it. But what it would do to the chances for freedom, for peace, with freedom to survive in the world, would be disastrous. Because whatever we may think about the attitudes of others, you know, and I know, but as far as the Chinese are concerned, the only reason that it should work is because they need us. That means the Russians. They don't need the Russians. The Russian works is because they're worried about the Chinese looking for the future, also their currency from Europe. The only reason that they will talk to us is that we're worth talking to. The moment that the United States breaks down its alliances, weakens its defenses, it no longer is worth talking to. That's really what it gets down to now. Well, I digress from this. One of us could be part of today, but I don't think they probably have a chance to. But it does get down to your own position and what you've got to think about, because it is not going to be after all given a lot to your city, to your country, and the rest. But if you look around, this the scene at the present time, I can say to you, I have told Spanners, Paul knows this, and Coase knows it, Northfield, that's what's up. And that's all the world, and I can't go beyond. You only have to. doesn't, however, that you've got to play it in such a way in order to make a move at the right time, according to the person. So that's really where it stands.
I'm prepared to work on that. I would have loved to think about it. Eddie and I talked about it. Frankly, I talked to some of my very closest friends, George Christian, Larry Tim, some of the fellows that politically associated with for years, particularly. They all think it really is so that I don't have any choice. I don't think I have any real choice. I don't think in my lifetime, I don't think the Democratic Party will ever come back to me what I stand for.
I'll talk a little. I was so close to